What if programming could feel less like giving orders to a stubborn machine and more like describing what you want to happen? That's the quiet revolution that Link and reactive extensions brought to C#. While most developers were still wrestling with nested callbacks and threading nightmares, these technologies introduced a radically different approach, treating data, whether sitting in a database or streaming through events, as something you could query, transform, and compose with the elegance of a mathematical formula. Think of it like the difference between telling someone turn-by-turn directions versus just showing them the destination on a map. Both get you there, but one respects your intelligence a bit more. Here's the thing about modern computing. It's nothing like the 1980s anymore. Back then, a computer ran one program, on one thread, with no network connection. Simple. Today, your laptop has multiple cores that aren't getting faster, they're just multiplying. Every app needs to stay responsive while juggling network calls, user interactions, and background tasks simultaneously. Traditional programming tools, threads, locks, manual event wiring, simply weren't designed for this reality. They're like trying to conduct an orchestra by shouting instructions to each musician individually. Link and RX offer something better, bringing functional programming concepts that let you describe relationships between inputs and outputs rather than spelling out every step. Remember your first Excel formula? That's functional programming. You didn't tell Excel how to calculate, you just described what you wanted. Link, Language Integrated Query, brings SQL-like syntax into C#, transforming collections, arrays, lists, XML documents with declarative elegance. Instead of loops and conditionals, you state what you want. Finding all managers and giving them a 20% raise becomes, give me all managers with their salaries increased by 20%. This isn't just fewer lines, it's a fundamental shift in thinking. Every Link query follows a pattern. Start with a collection, apply transformations, end with a collection. Operations like where, select, and order by chain seamlessly. Link uses deferred execution. Queries don't run until you iterate through results, boosting performance, but potentially surprising you if underlying data changes. Here's Link parsing beer data. Finding the 5 oldest beers? Beers.orderby.year.take5. Which country brews the strongest beer? Group by country, find maximum alcohol content, sort descending, take the first. What would require nested loops and temporary variables becomes a clear, linear expression of intent. While Link handles complete collections, Reactive Extensions specializes in data arriving over time, stock prices, mouse movements, search results. These aren't static collections you can loop through. They're ongoing event sequences. RX builds on the observer pattern through iObservable, pushes values to subscribers, and iObserver receives them. This flips the traditional model. IEnumerable lets you pull values when ready. iObservable pushes values when they arrive. It's the difference between checking your mailbox and having mail delivered directly to your hand. Creating observables is straightforward. Wrap values, generate ranges, or convert collections. The real power emerges when you convert events like keyboard input into observable sequences. Those messy event handlers with scattered state variables transform into clean, composable streams. A Wikipedia search box that navigates as you type becomes one linear pipeline. Convert text changed into an observable, throttle for typing pauses, extract text, filter empty searches, and subscribe to navigate. Drag and drop traditionally means managing state across mouse down, mouse move, and mouse up events. With RX, you compose observables. For each mouse down, capture mouse move until mouse up. The take until operator handles complex timing elegantly, producing code that describes what dragging means rather than mechanically implementing it. Before async await, asynchronous programming meant callback hell, nested code that was hard to follow and debug. RX treated async operations as observable sequences that could be composed linearly. The From a Sync pattern method transforms traditional begin-end method pairs into Rx-friendly observables, letting you chain operations instead of splitting logic across callbacks. Multiple dependent operations become elegant, calling one web service, using its result to call another, then processing the final result transforms from nested callbacks into a flat sequence with select many. Consider searching Bing for images based on user input. You convert button clicks into an observable, extract search text, filter empty queries, call the API asynchronously, and update the UI, all as a single chain. Observe on Dispatcher ensures UI updates happen on the correct thread with one method call. Advanced patterns unlock more power. Window and buffer slice streams by time or count, detecting 5 failed login attempts within 3 minutes. Window the stream by time, count items in each window, filter for high counts. What would require careful timestamp tracking becomes a few operators. Publish and multicast solve a subtle problem. When observables have side effects like logging or network calls, multiple subscriptions trigger those effects repeatedly. These methods create a shared subscription, ensuring side effects happen once while multiple subscribers receive values. The reactive paradigm extends far beyond .NET. RxJS brings these concepts to JavaScript, enabling elegant asynchronous handling in browsers. Detecting the Konami code? Convert keydown events to an observable, buffer them in groups of 10, check the pattern. What traditionally requires global state becomes clean, declarative stream transformation. Ajax integration is equally seamless. Building GitHub repository search? Convert input events to an observable, throttle to limit API calls, transform search terms into Ajax observables, use switch to cancel outdated requests. The result handles async complexity, timing, cancellation, ordering with clarity. Reactive UI transforms XAML-based UI development by combining MVV with Rx. Property changes become observables. Want a search button enabled only when the search term is valid? Use whenAny to create an observable from search term, transform it to Boolean, bind to button state. Need a loading spinner during search? The commands isExecuting observable binds directly to spinner visibility. Everything updates declaratively. Rx's test scheduler transforms asynchronous testing by giving you precise control over virtual time. Instead of actual delays or complex mocking, Test Scheduler records when operations should run and lets you fast forward through them. Testing a throttled search? Simulate rapid typing, advance time in controlled increments, and verify the search only runs after the throttle delay. What would require sleeping threads becomes deterministic and fast. You can verify loading spinners, cancellation, and error handling without actual delays or network calls. Complex timing behaviors, throttling, debouncing, timeouts, retries become straightforward to verify. Your test suite runs in milliseconds instead of minutes with consistent results every time. Link and Rx embody a fundamental shift toward functional, declarative programming. By embracing immutability, composition, and declarative style, they enable code that scales gracefully with complexity. Simple operations compose into sophisticated behaviors without descending into incomprehensibility. Mastering these concepts transforms how you think about code. You stop fighting callbacks and threads and start composing elegant solutions from simple, well-understood pieces. In a world drowning in complexity, Link and Rx offer clarity. They prove that powerful doesn't mean complicated, that the right abstractions make hard problems feel effortless. Your code becomes less about commanding the machine and more about describing the world you want to create. The future of programming isn't about writing more code, it's about writing better code that expresses intent clearly, handles complexity gracefully, and remains maintainable as requirements change.